Never go to the second location. Always trust your gut.
Hello, my name is Chrissy Champagne, and you are listening to Residue, a true crime podcast dedicated to keeping you paranoid. Sometimes on this true crime podcast, we do a little series called Tragedy on Set. Instead of discussing the truth behind a movie or the true crime related to the movie, we will be discussing whether or not you believe this film set, this film franchise, was cursed. I've covered the Poltergeist franchise, The Crow, The Exorcist, we did Amityville Horror, and today we're going to be digging into The Omen. I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you know to meet us back here every single Tuesday at midnight. And also follow me on Instagram at Residue Podcast, on TikTok and Facebook at Residue, a true crime podcast. And the best thing you could possibly do to help me out, because as you know, if you're a longtime listener, I write, produce, edit, research, create, host this show, and leaving a 5-star review is the absolute best thing you can do to help me out if you are enjoying the show. You Residudes rule, and I am so happy that you are here with me today to get a little creeped out talking about the 1976 The Omen. The Omen was released on June 6th, 1976. Very fitting, 6-6-76. Kinda. You know, it's close enough. The Omen is one of the most influential supernatural horror films ever made, and it is credited with defining the, quote, Antichrist child subgenre, and it stands alongside The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby as a cornerstone of religious horror. The Omen was directed by Richard Donner and written by David Seltzer. This story follows Robert Thorne, played by Gregory Peck, an American diplomat who secretly adopts an orphaned infant after his own child dies at birth, without telling his wife, Catherine, played by Lee Remick. They raise the boy, Damien, as their own. But as Damien grows, these strange and deadly events start to occur. There are things in this movie that scared the shit out of me when I was a child, because again, I was watching some, you know, a lot of movies that I shouldn't have been watching at a young age. But that is now why I have a podcast. So whatever, I turned out fine. His nanny hanging herself during his birthday party, come on. Still haunts my dreams. A mysterious priest warns Robert that Damien is the son of the devil, of the Antichrist. There's a part where a photographer notices bizarre omens in his photographs that predict violent deaths, and Catherine becomes terrified of Damien's behavior. All of these scenes in this movie, very terrifying. The movie culminates in Robert's desperate attempt to kill Damien on hallowed ground, and this is an act that he believes will prevent Armageddon. The main cast of this movie, we have Gregory Peck as Robert Thorne, Lee Remick as Catherine Thorne, and Harvey Stevens as Damien. This movie received mixed reviews from critics, but it was a commercial success, grossing over $60 million at the U.S. box office, and it became one of the highest-grossing films of 1976. And The Omen earned 2 Oscar nominations, including a win for the musical score. Hell yeah, that should have won an Oscar, because The Omen has some of the creepiest music that I've ever heard. The music created by Jerry Goldsmith, it plays a major role in creating The Omen's atmosphere. The success of The Omen led to an entire franchise. We had Damien, Omen 2, 1978, The Final Conflict, 1981. This is Damien as an adult. Omen 4, The Awakening, this was 1991, and this was a made-for-TV movie. Then we had the 2006 remake of The Omen and a prequel series and films, including The First Omen, 2024. Producer Harvey Bernhard, he said, an aura of not being welcome on this film set. The devil didn't want this picture to be made. So before The Omen starts filming, there was a religious advisor on set. He told cast and crew, you're inviting the devil into this and bad things will happen. So is the film cursed? They say that Satan's greatest trick was to remain invisible, and that was the theme of The Omen. Do you remember in The Usual Suspects when Verbal says the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he didn't exist? And that phrase fits the theme of unseen evil in The Omen, which is about the Antichrist child, Damien. Because in The Omen, the devil works through deception and this subtle evil, making people ignore obvious signs of danger or just dismiss the supernatural. And this is aligning with the idea that his greatest trick is making people believe that he's not real or powerful. Before filming started, the producers were receiving threats. They were getting letters that said things like, your blood will run in the streets. Okay, so let's talk about some of the crazy things that happened to the cast and on the set of The Omen. One of the first things is that Gregory Peck, the main star, he's on his way to England because they're filming this movie in England. And while he's on his way, he's in the plane, in the air, his plane is struck by lightning. Okay, that's a little weird, but the next person to come over to England, David Seltzer, the writer of The Omen, he's coming over 2 days later, and the same thing happens to him. His plane is struck by lightning. Okay, two lightning strikes. That's, it's creepy. So Gregory Peck had a flight planned before the one that got hit by lightning. He was supposed to be on this plane, and he canceled that flight last minute. That plane that he was supposed to be on crashed. When this plane tried to take off, the engines gave out after hitting a flock of birds, and the plane crashed into a car after careening off of the runway. Everyone in that car died. And do you know who was in that car? The pilot's wife and children. They died in that crash. The pilot's wife was there in her car with her children because they had recently dropped him off to work that day, and now they were leaving and going home. And then this happens. Production says that they were supposed to be on that plane, but they got a call from the airline saying that the charter was full. And now, executive producer Mace Newfield, he had a strange occurrence happen while filming in London, and he told Looper.com, we were in the midst of the IRA bombing all over London. We had reservations at a restaurant an hour before it was blown up, and the subway station was blown up as we were walking towards it. 6 people were killed in the blast. Starting to feel like I gotta sage my podcast attic up here while telling you all these creepy stories, but get ready, some more things happened. So, you know the infamous Babu scene, one of the creepiest scenes of all time in any movie. So the fear that you see in Lee Remick's eyes and her face and her screams, that was real. That's because the car that she was driving, she's trying to drive it around this little path in this zoo scene, and it actually stalled. Like, she couldn't get the gears to work. So she's sitting there in this car, and these baboons just start attacking the vehicle, and the filmmakers just keep filming. I mean, it's one of the scariest film scenes ever because that fear is totally genuine. So the baboons attacked the car with real force, like slamming it, jumping on it, shrieking. And Richard Donner, the director, later said that her screams were 100% real. She thought the animals were going to kill her. She was petrified. And because of this, Richard Donner only filmed the sequence once because obviously they've got everything they needed at that point. They were filming in Windsor Wild Safari Park. There was going to be a scene that involved lions, but that didn't end up in the final film. But one of the guards in the zoo was later killed by 2 lions, and it is said that these lions snuck in to his booth, his guard booth, because he left the door open. And another animal that went crazy on the set of The Omen was one of the Rottweilers that they used for filming. This Rottweiler, just attacked the stuntman, Terry Walsh, biting through the protective gear, but Terry Walsh remained unharmed. Do you remember the decapitation scene? The decapitation of photographer Keith Jennings is one of the most famous kills in cinema history, and they pulled it off by using a glass pane mounted on a truck. John Richardson was the special effects artist that helped pull off this very infamous decapitation scene. During production of the movie A Bridge Too Far, John Richardson was involved in a head-on collision that beheaded his girlfriend. The man responsible for one of the most iconic film scenes in film history that involves a decapitation is then in a head-on collision that decapitates his fiance. And supposedly, after this crash, John Richardson told people that he did see a sign, and the sign was pointing to a little town, and that town was called Omen. And underneath it, it said 66.6 kilometers away. Omen was spelled O-M-M-E-N. Now, like I said, this accident actually happened after the Omen had already finished their production, but now he's working on another film. But still, I mean, come on, that is just so crazily eerie. People sensitive to these forces, these evil forces, say that the production opened an active gateway and that the curse targeted people who didn't believe in it because that disbelief made them careless. There were the threatening letters coming in. There were all of these, I don't know, do you want to call them a string of coincidences? We talk about this in other cases that we've covered on the Tragedy on Set series. Was it really a curse or were these just strange coincidences? One of my main sources for today's episode was the docuseries Cursed Films. You can find that on Prime. And in this episode, they're discussing the gorilla experiment, the invisible gorilla experiment. And this is a famous psychological study that demonstrates inattentional blindness, where individuals fail to notice an unexpected stimulus in their visual field while they're focusing on a different task. Okay, so I watched this video. It's very quick, but you watch three people in white t-shirts and three people in black t-shirts. They ask you to only pay attention to the three people in white t-shirts passing the basketball back and forth and count how many times they passed the basketball. And I thought I was doing amazing. I was like, I am so good at this. 13 times, I'm the winner. And then they come back and they ask you, did you see the gorilla? And no, I didn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb. But I've never seen this test before, and I did not see the gorilla at all. I wasn't paying attention. I mean, I was paying attention, but I was only paying attention to what they told me to pay attention to, which kind of scares me since I'm over here always preaching, stay paranoid, stay safe, always be aware of your surroundings, and I'm over here not even noticing a whole ass gorilla in my face. To what extent do people not see things in their environment by being focused on one thing you might miss when it's right there in front of you? And they also give an example about Mark Chapman, John Lennon's killer. Now, he's standing in front of John Lennon's building all day. He's waiting to kill him. He's sitting there trying to decide, should I do this? And then he sees Mia Farrow walk past him. Mia Farrow from Rosemary's Baby. And she's headed into a hotel. She's headed into the Dakota. And the Dakota was used in the filming of Rosemary's Baby, which was filmed by Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski, who was married to Sharon Tate, who was killed by Charlie Manson's gang. And then we have Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter is associated with Roman Polanski, with Sharon Tate, Helter Skelter, John Lennon. Mark Chapman took this as a sign. He's only seeing the signs that he wants to see, and he's correlating them all together into one big sign that he should kill John Lennon. So at this point, you guys probably think I'm super stoned right now because this is not my typical format, and I'm going down all these weird, like, rabbit holes trying to you know, show you that the omen was cursed or trying to show, or am I trying to show you that the omen was not cursed? I'm basically asking you, was this a series of tragic coincidences stitched into a single narrative? Because we are wired as humans to find patterns. I guess when I heard the part about the two planes being struck by lightning, I'm like, okay, that's kind of freaky. But if the devil really was at play, wouldn't he really try to do something to that plane? You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't the devil really throw a little extra lightning against that plane? And if the plane did go down with the main star on board, they're just going to get someone else to play his part. I don't want to get all, you know, morbid here, but yeah, they're not just going to stop the production. They're just going to hire someone else. It's Hollywood. Come on. Gregory Peck had always been first choice to portray Ambassador Thorne. I mean, from the very beginning, they were like, the only person we want is Gregory Peck. And the studios kind of pushed back on that because they didn't want to cast Gregory Peck as a child killer. So they did have it also set up for Oliver Reed. And they did also ask William Holden to portray Ambassador Thorne, but he said, no, I do not want to star in a film about the devil. So, in conclusion, in the beginning of this production, in the beginning of starting to write the script for The Omen, they were told, you guys are treading on thin ice. The Antichrist would not want this picture made. And director Richard Donner says, if we were making a comedy, you would have remembered all of the funny things that happened on set. And if we were making a love story, you would have remembered all of the times that people broke up and that people got married and people fell in love on the set. But we were making The Omen. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this little mini residue episode in our Tragedy on Set series. You know, sometimes I just gotta take a tiny little break from the true crime. Thank you so much, and don't forget to stay safe and stay paranoid. Stay paranoid. And don't forget to jump on over to Spotify and let me know in the comments if you believe that there is truly a curse on the film The Omen, or do you think it's just a string of strange coincidences?